Tēnā koe, good morning. This is Waitea News. Labor has called for a big caucus turnout at Ratana today in what will be Jacinda Ardern's last outing as Prime Minister. As well as farewelling her, the Morehu will be keen to get the measure of incoming Prime Minister Chris Hipkins and his deputy Carmel Cipollone. Other parties will be lucky to get a look in, although New Zealand First, which has since its inception fostered an independent relationship with the movement, dropped in on the hui yesterday. Ratana Church Secretary Mita Rirenui, a former Labour MP, says the annual celebration of the birth of the church founder T.W. Ratana is recognised as the start of the Māori political year. It says while the Morehu are keen to hear what the parties are offering in an election year, they're also there for the whanangata.
Yeah, we go there for spiritual reasons, for religious reasons, but it's also a time we catch up with everybody. Sometimes I've got cousins, whānau, who live around the country, around the world. That's the only time I see them. And every time I see them, there's more mokopunas, there's more, you know, the whānau's getting bigger and bigger. You know, that's really an important occasion for all of us as Ratana people.
Mita Rirenui. Māori members of East Coast lobby group Manatau Tarawhiti want a moratorium on all forestry planting and harvesting until growers work out how to deal with millions of tonnes of slash. Hapu spokesperson Herengata Gibson says it's causing ecological disaster. The region is cleaning up after another round of floods made worse by the leftover pine waste clogging up rivers and being left strewn over paddocks and beaches.
Had years of what I believe is poor practice, and now people are jumping up and down. Well, you've got to make up for a good 10 years of bad practice, and how do you do that?
Manatau Tairawhiti, which also includes farmers, horticulturalists and conservation workers, is calling on the government to take action, including setting up an independent inquiry. And the top kapahaka from around the country are putting the finishing touches on their routines for next month's national championship. Te Matatini organisers are expecting more than 50,000 spectators will attend over the 4 days of the event. It's Gānawai, Eden Park. Tamaki Makaurau Senior Kapahaka Society Chair Paula Sharples says it's the country's biggest Māori cultural event and involves months of gruelling training, practice and sacrifice. He says five teams have pulled out for a variety of reasons, including losing members since they first qualified 3 years ago. But the remaining 45 Oropu will be as ready as they can be on February the 22nd.
This is all volunteers, you know. Performers put themselves through months of training and, you know, looking at getting the babysitters and all sorts of things for like 4 or 5 months in order to do this. So, you know, no one's getting paid.
Paula Sharples says Kapahaka is part of the changing Aotearoa landscape, where Māori culture is being embraced by a broader cross-section of the community. And e hoa mā, that's Waitea News, which you'll always find on waiteanews.com.